You're listening to Valley Edition. Here's a little something that may make you feel, well, old. Remember a few years ago when UC Regents were scouting sites in the Valley for a new University of California campus? They looked at sites in Fresno near Academy and in Madera County, near where Valley Children's Hospital is today. Those sites lost out to a former golf course along Lake Yosemite just outside of Merced. Well, those debates took place 20 years ago, and it's been a full decade since UC Merced opened its doors to its first class of students. Back in 2005, the campus enrollment was just 875. Now it's over 6,000 students. And campus officials hope that number could grow to over 10,000 by the year 2020. There's one problem, though. Where to put all those people? Students, professors, support staff, research facilities all need space, an extra 1 million square feet. And in an era of new priorities in Sacramento, getting the money to pay for such an expansion is proving to be difficult. That's why our next guest is pitching an innovative strategy that she says will save the campus money and speed up the project to meet growing enrollment needs. Joining us now is UC Merced Chancellor Dorothy Leland. Chancellor Leland, welcome to Valley Edition.
Thank you for speaking with me today.
Before we talk about the expansion plans themselves, let's talk about the need, first of all. UC Merced has been around 10 years. To borrow terms from the private sector, what's the demand side of your business like right now in terms of students on campus and ones that want to come to UC Merced?
The demand side is very strong. For the last 2 years, we've had the largest percent increase in Native applicants to UC Merced. That's over every other campus in the University of California. So a Native applicant is an applicant, a freshman, and someone who lists UC Merced as one of their first choices.
And how do you see that growing in the future?
I see the demand continuing to be strong. We serve the demographic future of the state of California. The majority of our students are low-income, first-generation, and minority. And as you know, that is a significant population in the San Joaquin Valley as well.
So you've laid out a bold vision for having the infrastructure to accommodate this future growth on the UC Merced campus, and I want to talk about the specifics of that in a bit, but essentially you're asking the private sector to step up to design, finance, build, and even, as I understand, operate this expansion, which is pretty unusual or unconventional in the academic world. Why go that route?
Well, we don't have the more traditional paths available to us within the time frame or the cost parameters that we need to work under. So the kind of procurement that we're trying to use is one that gives us our buildings in the quickest amount of time for the lowest cost.
So exactly how would this process work? Do you put out bids to companies and they say, yeah, we'll build you a building and we'll finance it and do this? Do they work with you in terms of designing this? How does this process get from where you are today to 2020 when you have this ambitious goal?
Well, it is it's a single development partner that will put up all the buildings that we need for the campus to grow to 10,000 in two phases. So we will have academic and research buildings going up at the same time that we have residence halls going up. So part of what's unusual about this process is that we pay for this along the way. So there will be a contract that is approximately 30 years or so, and the private partner gets two kinds of payments. When clusters of buildings are up on time and to our specifications in the contract, they get paid what are called milestone payments. And then over the life of the contract, if those buildings continue to be available to us and up to the standards specified in the contract, then they get what are called availability payments. So it's also a different way of financing and paying for your buildings that is much easier for us to manage.
So if I understand what you're saying, is there's really two parts to this equation. Number one, the state resources that helped build other UC campuses in the past simply aren't there like they have been in other decades now. But you're also saying that this is more financially feasible. It's a better deal, essentially, for UC Merced to go this route?
It's a better deal for us to go this route. We know what it would cost us and how long it would take in a more traditional route. It would cost us about $1.1 billion. We, in our RFP process, we will have what's called an upset limit, and it will require competitive bids to come in below that amount. So we know that we can get it for less money than through the traditional process.
You mentioned that there's an academic and other support buildings going up at the same time. Tell us a little more about what this expansion would actually mean for the campus itself. I understand you're expanding your capacity, but not as much your footprint. Why is that?
It saved us a considerable amount of money to develop the second phase of the campus on a smaller footprint. It saved us, as you remember, the initial campus is on top of a golf course. And to go any further than that golf course, we have significant infrastructure expansion that includes navigating irrigation canals. So we reduce the footprint in order to save millions and millions and millions of dollars in infrastructure costs. That reduced footprint for the second phase of the campus also meant that we couldn't build quite everything we needed here on the campus. And so part of this project is also to build administrative support to focus that in downtown Merced, which we believe will really have economic redevelopment benefits for that area of our community.
And the Regents and the City of Merced have recently signed off on that new $45 million downtown center. What activities are going to be housed there, and how big of a role do you see that is playing in UC Merced's involvement in the community?
Well, I think it will play a significant role because we're going to have a much bigger presence in the downtown area. It will allow us to much more effectively partner with entities that are already in the downtown. For example, we don't have to duplicate really wonderful performing and visual arts venues that are already in downtown Merced. We can form partnerships, and it will strengthen those entities, and it will strengthen the university. We'll have people who are patrons of all the small businesses that are downtown, so that will bring retail revenue into the downtown area. So I think it will, over time, have significant benefits to downtown Merced. The building will mainly house administrative staff, but we've also created the downtown floor to be a floor for both students and for the community. We know that a number of our students live in the downtown area, and so there'll be a places for them to study and hang out. We will have some classrooms there. We plan to start extended education for the community, and we can deliver that in those classrooms.
And another project as part of the things that UC Merced is doing downtown, you have a business accelerator as part of the Small Business Development Center that's relocating there and expanding. What role will that play right now? What's happening?
Well, we think this is all part of the picture of UC Merced's presence in the downtown, which gives us, I think, a greater presence and impact in the community. The Small Business Development Center, as you know, can provide critical help to small businesses in their startup and expansion phases. So that will be more readily available to businesses in our community. And then the other part of this is we now have a space and a formal process for trying to take the best ideas of our student and faculty to the marketplace. And as you know, that's one of the distinctive functions of a research university is to, when it can, is to take inventions and turn those inventions into things that make a difference in the world.
We're talking to UC Merced Chancellor Dorothy Leland on Valley Edition today about the campus's expansion plans. There's been a lot of talk about the UC system, its state support for UC overall, and you even mentioned when we started our conversation today about the changing demographics in California. You've spoken at length about this issue and the role you feel UC Merced will play, especially being here in one of the areas of the state that's going to undergo a lot of change in the future as growth takes place here in the Central Valley. How does UC Merced and your vision for the campus fit in with the overall demands for higher education at the UC and the demands that the Valley will place on the need for higher education?
I believe that the University of California sees us as absolutely central to the ability of the university to meet enrollment demands in the future. It's part of the reason that we were built. It's a good part of the reason that the Office of the President will be making significant contributions to the funding of the second phase of the development of the campus.
And as we look ahead on the timeline, you've set a 2020 goal for this project. 2016 is almost here. It sounds like a tight timeline. Where is this project right now in terms of moving forward? What does the timeline look like?
Well, our timeline is we have our first formal approval process in November at the Board of Regents meeting, and that process will involve the approval of the release of a request for proposals. We've gone through a preliminary process where we have three entities who are in competition and that we expect to respond to the request for proposals. We are on an extraordinarily tight timeline, but so far we've been hitting our marks.
And assuming that this project is as successful as you and the others who are working on it so diligently believe, do you feel this is going to be maybe a new model for other California campuses, whether at the UC or CSU? Is this something that other people are paying attention to?
I do. Other people are paying attention. It's a model that has been used. It's fairly new in the public sector for public works projects such as courthouses and bridges and but it has not been used in higher education, and so we have a lot of eyes watching us, including eyes in the CSU and in the UC.
UC Merced Chancellor Dorothy Leland joining us today to talk about her expansion plans for the UC Merced campus, reaching a goal of doubling the campus's physical capacity by the year 2020, partnering with the private sector in order to design, build, finance, and operate that project. Chancellor Leland, thank you so much.
Thank you.